And there's that baby girl, she's up to his shoulder, and she's telling that now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny how families all look alike.
You know? Yeah, I know. We don't favor, but this, I told Roy, I said, we were back then, there, right or wrong or something. He said, no, Mama. Said Daddy was ahead, and you was next to him, and Sis was next to the oldest. And then James said, we just had to go that way, okay. Even if it didn't look right.
Yeah, that's just had to do it that way.
And I sure are proud of that little picture there.
Yeah,
and that's Geneva up there at the top, if you don't mind putting that in there.
Yeah.
That's my baby girl standing there at the top, and her husband, they'd been married just about 3 months when my son came out of the Army.
Uh-huh.
And that tall boy, that's what I was saying, the tallest one of the bunch, he'd been in the Army 4 years. Mm-hmm. I never laid eyes on him.
Ooh.
And he got wounded in action, and he got lost on the battlefield and on the Germany line 3 or 4 days and nights.
Ooh.
And there's Jack didn't weigh as much more in Geneva there, and now he weighs close to 300 pounds.
My goodness, really?
That's right. Jack said, Miss had that picture on her, was that little.
How funny.
He said, my leg big around.
it was the whole boy was then,
yeah.
That's funny. If you were just talking about clothes, you might say the opposite of to take it off is to, what? Just talking about clothes.
Well, if I had a coat, if it's too tight, I'd have to pull it off.
Okay, but before you pull it off, that you'd have to do what?
I'd have to just might near die.
when you go outside, what do you have to do to keep warm?
Button up my coat, climb up for the collar and everything.
Okay, okay.
Sometimes I go out with two coats and a sweater.
Well, it's been pretty cold up here this winter. It really has.
Well, they haven't even let me out. Of course, they ain't been here to keep me from it, but they said, Mama, don't get out on that ice and snow.
Well, there's
Roy
not.
Said, Mama, for God's sake, if you come up with a broken hip, said we'll have to put you in an old folks' home or somebody have to stay at home and take care of you.
Yeah, that'd be miserable to have somebody have to be here all the time. You know?
Yeah, and it'd be miserable for me to have to be in the old folks' home, too, because I lost a sister there just about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
She'd been in there 5 or 6 years.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry about that. Which sister was that?
That was my half-sister that belonged to my aunt when her and Papa married.
Uh-huh.
She's just a year older than me.
Oh, uh-huh. Is that the one whose toe you hit with the hammer?
Yeah, that's when that's when I went and hit her with a hammer.
I think that's great.
She came out and took my place from my brother. That's what made me mad.
I don't blame you. I would have, too. I think that's good.
Because where H.E. went, J.E. went, too.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't called J.E. I was called Julia Lee.
Uh-huh.
They never one of my sisters never just called me Julia.
Is that right?
It was Julia Lee.
Julia Lee, the whole thing. Huh?
That's my name.
Yeah.
And I hate it. Oh, how I hate it. My sister that died, she said, Sis, I ought to turn you down across my lap and whip you. I said, why? She said, because Aunt Julia Lee Bishop was the sweetest and dearest sister our mother had. I said, I don't care what Aunt Julia is, and I don't care what. But I said, I wished Mama could have hunted another name besides one of her sisters or brothers. Susie named every one of her children right near it is named after some of her brothers. Now, Annie is named after Grandma. That's her oldest daughter, Mama's oldest daughter.
Uh-huh.
And Beulah is named after some way back kin folks to Mama.
Yeah.
And Charlie's named after Uncle Charlie Clay, Mama's brother.
Yeah.
And Mary's named after Aunt Mary.
Yeah.
And